Okay, it is a very big weekend in college football, and we have got you covered at YSR. As the regular season will conclude on Saturday for the Texas Longhorns and the Baylor Bears. So it is time for a little Texas two-step. We're going to preview two of the league's premier teams. And all I have to say is what an amazing turnaround it has been for the Longhorns after such a rough start to the season. They are right now in the Big 12. They're 7-1. They're 8-3 overall after getting off to a slow 1-2 start. And so they even went through a stretch where they won six straight games against Big 12 conference opponent, but there still is a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions that linger in regards to the future of Mac Brown. We're delighted to welcome in Steve Habel, the contributing editor with Horns Illustrated. Hello, Steve. How are you this weekend?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, you better bring your parka and your moon boots because I understand there's going to be snow on Saturday in Waco, Texas.
that's what they're predicting for the big final game in Floyd Casey Stadium. A big game in Waco. Interesting to see how the weather affects things.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting as we take time to just kind of reflect on how the season has unfolded for the Longhorns. I mentioned in the open, they got off to that slow start. Kind of break it down because it is, I think it's a story of inspiration. I mean, what an amazing comeback for Mac Brown and for the Longhorns.
Well, they did get off to a slow start. They've been injury prone this year, Alyssa. They've had four of the guys that were going to be big contributors for them have been lost for the season. Early in the year, they lost David Ash in the Brigham Young game. He played another half later on in the season against Kansas State. But from the time that the conference has started, it's been a Case McCoy team. They beat Oklahoma, surprisingly, and then they've kind of been on a roll until they hit Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's really, really good, as we're finding out now, maybe the best team in the conference. But then Texas handled Texas Tech pretty easily on Thanksgiving Day, and now they've got this one game that can settle a lot of different things.
Texas Baylor, you're talking about those two teams. They're 7-1 in the Big 12 Conference. Baylor is a two-touchdown favorite over Texas on Saturday, and I think one of the biggest keys when I zero in on the Longhorns program and what has been the turning point for them, I really have to tip my hat to the savvy move by Mac Brown to bring in the defensive coordinator, Greg Robinson. I hope you guys can keep him there in Austin because I think he has had a huge impact, and that's not an easy decision as a head coach in the month of September to go ahead and let go of Manny Diaz and bring in Greg.
Yes, Coach Robinson was here before in 2004, so he's familiar with Mac. He's familiar with the Texas program. He was here as a consultant, so it was a difficult decision that Mac made. He felt like Robinson simplified some things on the defense and that the kids responded to him more, that the rest of the coaching staff responded to him more. To tell you the truth, Alyssa, when the move was made, I really didn't know if it was going to make that much of a difference, and I am very hesitant to cast Manny Diaz as the villain role in the situation. I think he's a great young coach. But there's no doubting the fact that Robinson has made a huge difference in the Longhorn defense.
Steve, tell me about Greg Robinson's his style, because you're talking about how the players, they responded so quickly. I mean, that really is amazing. Man. And what kind of things did he implement for them to have such a substantial turnaround?
Well, he's gone back to a more of a blitzing style of defense and very, very much responsibility-based. The linebackers have played better, which was a problem with Manny Diaz, and Manny Diaz did coach the linebackers as well. But Texas has also had some injuries at linebacker this past week. Steve Edmund was injured. He lacerated his liver, and he is out for the season. Big loss for Texas going into the next game against Baylor. And early in the year, Jordan Hicks was lost to an Achilles heel injury. Robinson just changes things up. Last week, he moved defensive end Jackson Jeffcoat from off the line to a middle linebacker role, what they call a spinner defense, which allowed him to get his hand off the line, move any direction, and kind of adapt to what Texas Tech was doing in almost like a dime package. So we'll probably see a lot of that this week in Waco as well.
Steve Habel is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we want each and every one of you, we want you to connect with us on Twitter at @eradiosports. And since we're talking about Texas defensively, let's shine the spotlight on the defensive end, Cedric Reed, because his stats are very impressive, Steve, and he knows how to get after those Big 12 opposing quarterbacks, doesn't he? He's a player you keep your eye on.
Reed is a tall, he's a lanky kid, he's got long arms.
Yeah.
He's got some viciousness to him, and between him and and Jackson Jeffcoat to bookend defensive end. They've been doing very well. 9 sacks last week against Texas Tech, and not all between those two guys, but also Reggie Wilson is in that bunch. So he's a defensive end has been crucial for Texas. They did not play well early in the year, but they have as the year has gone on.
Okay, so we're hitting on the defense. What about offensively? You'd mentioned quickly, you know, the senior quarterback in Case McCoy who replaced David Ash. He is 6-2 as a starter since coming on board. So he really did progress, and he got comfortable, he got situated, and he got into rhythm.
Yes, McCoy's a leader. You know, that's basically what he really does best. Is he really inspires the kids to play well, and he's a kid who never gives up. He's not a very pretty passer, can't throw deep like David Ash did. But he gets the job done somehow. It'll be interesting to see how he does in Waco, because he played in Waco the last time. Texas was there a couple years ago when RG3 was there for Baylor, and McCoy had a horrible game over there. So we'll see if he's matured enough to make the Texans into a winning team when they get over to Waco.
Steve Habel is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Of course, he is with Horns Illustrated, where quickly the clock is running by so fast. Tell us about Mack Brown, and let's start talking some hypotheticals, okay? If they win on the road against Baylor, what does this ultimately mean?
I don't really think it means anything for or against Alyssa. I think Mack has already made up his mind what he wants to do. I think he probably made up his mind before the season started. I'm not going to go on the record and saying that Mack Brown is going to resign, but I know that's been tossed around a lot here. I don't think that the new athletic director, Steve Patterson, wants to have to be put in a position to change Mack Brown as the head coach here, but we'll see how everything shifts out. I know Patterson wants to put a stamp on on the program.
Well, I think Mack Brown has just accomplished so much. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb for him. I mean, he salvaged the 2013 season. I just don't understand why. It seems like Longhorn fans, they're restless. They're so anxious to start a coaching search. I don't get that. I mean, I love Mack Brown.
Yeah, Mack is very important to the city of Austin. There's no doubt about that. He's done a lot of great things here. To be quite honest with you, Alyssa, I don't know who they would find it to be any better than Mack Brown.
I mean, I agree.
With all the stuff that he does and all the stuff that he does with the Longhorn Network and the way he communicates, the way he represents the university, I'm not in any kind of rush to get Mack Brown out of here. I've been covering these guys ever since he's been here. I think he's a great coach. It's just up to him if he wants to go. I mean, it's the first part of the season was pretty brutal on the team and pretty brutal on him. I just don't know if he wants to put up with that anymore.
Okay, so the 23rd ranked Texas Longhorns, they are headed into Waco to face the 9th ranked Baylor Bears, who are 10-1. It's a 2:30 Central Time kickoff at Floyd Casey Stadium. And what a pleasure it's been to be visiting with Steve Habel from Horns Illustrated, and we look forward to more reports from you as we go along the road. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Alyssa. Appreciate you having me.
Okay, stay warm this weekend. Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show.